Wall Street Journal, abortion is President Biden's top issue for re-election campaign. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 19, 2024. U.S. President Joe Biden has made unrestricted abortion his number one issue as the November election approaches, observes William McGurn in the Wall Street Journal Tuesday. As Mr. Biden has made clear, there isn't a single abortion he would restrict, and he opposes the Hyde Amendment's limits on using tax dollars to pay for them, McGurn notes. In political terms, there is no more absolute pro-choice stance. As America's second Catholic president, Biden received considerable pushback from the U.S. bishops for his pro-abortion stance early in his presidency. But church leaders have been curiously silent as he promises to bring back abortion on demand as the law of the land. Last week, Kamala Harris made history by becoming the first vice president to visit an abortion clinic. McGurn writes, stopping by a Planned Parenthood location in Minnesota to tout the Biden administration's proud support of America's number one abortion provider. The Democratic Party has embraced an ever more radical pro-abortion position, and now some Democrats push party leaders to speak of abortion as a positive as opposed to a sad and regrettable necessity. Related, pro-lifer says Catholic Church should deny Eucharist to Biden, Pelosi for their support of abortion. Gone are the days of Mario Cuomo, McGurn remarks, creator of the personally opposed dodge that pro-choice Catholic Democrats used for years, as well as those of Bill Clinton's safe, legal and rare abortion mantra. Now an 81-year-old Catholic president has repudiated every limit on abortion he once voted for as a senator to do the abortion lobby's bidding. He adds, yet for some in the party it still isn't enough. Despite his overt support for abortion, Mr. Biden still has trouble uttering the word, preferring euphemisms that seem to soften the reality of taking the life of an unborn child, which his church abhors as murder. Thus, in his recent State of the Union address, Biden did not say because Texas law banned abortion as it appeared in his prepared text, but said instead because Texas law banned her ability to act, McGurn observes. Nonetheless, with the Democratic Party's gung-ho support for abortion in all circumstances, Americans who vote for Mr. Biden will know exactly what they are backing. Follow at Williams from